This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Ford Top Studio. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomerang Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday. Willie Colon in for Boomer again this morning. Willie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gio.
So I am so happy I did not wear my brown Puma sweatsuit today.
Oh, did you have one in the closet like I?
That was going to be so awkward.
Man.
You know?
We could have been the rap duel.
Yeah, you know when I had it laid out? Because I lay out my clothes the night before.
Do you do that?
And oh, I have to, because if I don't, I'll be searching around the house and people are not awake. And
yeah, I get it.
Lay everything out in the bathroom the night before, and I laid out my brown Puma sweatsuit.
Are you not a fan?
No. I'm just saying I couldn't pull it off.
I think you could pull it off. You had a tight quarter zip yesterday.
Yeah, my ass brown Puma sweatsuit. I couldn't do that. People would laugh at me.
Who would laugh?
Everybody.
These guys, everybody.
I would get killed for that.
Do you think Gio will get killed
for a brown Puma sweatsuit?
Not by me, because my fashion choices are really terrible. So I would not by me.
So I think people are misinterpreting. I'm not saying it's a bad fashion choice.
Okay.
I'm saying that for who I am.
Who is that?
The 42-year-old typical suburban white father.
Right.
If I walked in with that, it would be such a departure from who I am and what I am supposed to be that people would go, What are you doing?
This guy's getting ready for pickleball.
Exactly. It'd be like Willie Colon can wear that, but you can't. That's what people would say. You know what I'm saying?
I would support it.
I
wouldn't throw rocks at you.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, your shoe game would have to match.
Yeah, which is another thing I wouldn't be able to do.
You can't be rocking Skechers.
That's one thing.
You see, I have Skechers. See, there we go.
Yeah. I'm not shocked at it at all.
Totally on brand. So anyway, you do look good. I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying. You look great.
I appreciate it.
For me, it would not have worked. But last night, of course, you know, late game, and it ends at 1:30 in the morning. But coming in and watching.
Did you peek at it?
No, I was out.
You were honest about that.
Yes, of course. I don't know if you could do that. I can't do that. These West Coast starts in the regular season are impossible for me, but luckily, because we live in 2025, you can come in and watch every minute of the game in the morning and not have to worry about it.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just the most frustrating part to me is not the loss. Obviously, it's the Jalen Brunson injury, but it's when the Jalen Brunson injury happened. So you got 9 seconds left.
Literally.
In the fourth quarter, and you got possession, and you don't even get a shot off before the shot clock buzzer goes off, as obviously Josh Hart did get a shot up, but it was too late. And then, of course, in overtime, Jalen Brunson rolls his ankle. He stands at the foul line. He limps off. He didn't ask for any help. I think that was a thing that he was conscious of. And they're saying just a sprained ankle. I don't know if you've ever had a high ankle sprain.
No, but I've had ankle sprains.
Yeah,
they suck.
And where he was grabbing it.
It was like in the front of his. I mean, he landed on Austin Reeves' shoe.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Josh Hart after the game, he was asked about the injury because obviously they're bros.
Yeah.
And they're expected, he's expected to, you know, he may have to step out a couple of games.
Yeah, well, it's good. I think it's good. It could be more than that, than just a couple of games.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, see? That right there.
That looks like he tore something.
Yeah. Well, that's what, aren't sprains that anyway? Like, that you kind of tear something in
grades.
A sprain?
There's grade one, grade two, grade three.
I mean, that's
that. But he was money good last night, man. He was tough.
It was him. He was into it. He felt the atmosphere and the moment. He's going toe to toe with both Luka and LeBron in this game.
Luka had 32. LeBron had 31.
I mean, and
he was battling.
It was awesome. I mean, even though I'm sitting there and watching the highlights and know what happened, it was just awesome. You could just tell how important that game was to him. And then he going down in a heap like that is just, it's just brutal. So we're not going to know. I think the Knicks have become, you know, this is going to be one of those things where you're not going to get a thing from the Knicks, but you're going to get something from one of the NBA insiders.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Knicks have been so clandestine with their injuries and letting people know what's going on. You have no idea. But there'll be somebody will pipe in, Shams or whoever else will pipe in with whatever is going on with Jalen Brunson. You just hope it's not, you know, weeks.
Well, they're on a five-game West Coast trip.
You're not going to see him any one of these games.
You think he's done for the whole trip?
That's what I would think. That's what I would imagine. That's what I would do anyway. Now, if I remember, he's a relatively quick healer when it comes to things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think he sits out the next game, but he'll play the last two of the trip.
Really?
Yeah.
He's tough like that.
He's old school.
After seeing that? Regular season, you basically locked into where you're locked into.
The way treatments are now, the way guys can heal, the way guys can rehab themselves back onto the court, he's not a guy who you think cries ouch a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to play through some things. So I think he'll be back out there. But it looked nasty. It didn't look good at all.
Yeah. I mean, and I hope it's not a high ankle sprain. Those linger.
Those are the worst ones.
I mean, those are basically breaks in a way. Like,
yeah.
They're like, Tua had surgery on his. There's been guys who have had that surgery on it.
100%, yeah.
So, I mean, you don't want to, I mean, it could go one of two ways.
Which is not reported. They're not saying high ankle.
No, they're not saying that right now. They're just saying ankle sprain. And, you know, the way before seeing him turn his ankle and then when he was, like, grabbing at it,
he's tweaked it before, right? Didn't he have a couple ankle injuries
last
year?
Yeah, but, yes. And then also...
And then nothing that looked that severe. That looked nasty.
And they also had the fractured wrist at the end of the year, too, which obviously was at the last game, couldn't play and all of that. But, yeah, I mean, we'll wait and see, but this is... It's not ideal. And the fact that it happened as late in the game as it did with him dominating... It just sucked. It just completely, I mean, it went from this is great to this is horrible in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and I wanted the Knicks, man, to win that one, especially being on the road. You got Cat back. You have an opportunity to kind of build some momentum.
He wasn't very good last night.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good.
He was
very
mundane, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of times just not going strong enough to the basket, you know, commits that foul.
Well, you wonder where his head was at going into this game. There was a lot of talk about the loss of, I guess, a near-dear friend. And all the antics that came along with that.
So who ended up dying? Because I've got,
there was a young lady by the name of Sarah Holzman, who I think was a dear close fan of the family. And there's pictures of her and Kat standing together taking pictures. And I think from what I read, she passed of breast cancer.
Okay, so it wasn't Jordan Woods' friend.
No,
it was originally Kat's friend who Jordan Woods became friends with.
I think so.
Okay. And it wasn't Jordan Woods' aunt.
That's my knowledge.
No. All right. All right. So,
but by reports, I think Jordan Woods' father passed of cancer, too.
Oh, okay. All right. So then when she put out Cancer Sucks, she's got too much unfortunate experience with it. Okay, yeah. So I agree that he where his head's at, but, you know, these...
They need him. They need him to be big. We talked about it yesterday. You know, going against the Warriors, they went flat in the fourth. They only scored 21 points, and... Not having that third scorer on the court because McHale, you can't find him right now. Josh Hart he can only do so much from what he is and what he's able to do. You know, they need points.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this goes. And maybe this is something that because Jalen Brunson's not on the court, somehow magically with McHale Bridges knowing that he's got more responsibility, ends up waking up a little bit. You're going to see a lot more Deuce McBride, of course. So we'll see. Hopefully it's just a couple of games. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns, you give him a pass for last night, I guess. And by the way, there is still this, I guess, aura around Cat that...
being soft?
Yeah, and, like, people can just, like, push him around. And you see...
he's always had that.
And yeah, but then he was
fighting... and that's throwing rocks, the way he talks at times.
Yeah. So you feel that, too, then, huh?
Feel it.
Yeah.
You hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, like, but think about our 90s Knicks, and I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah. And I know for old school Knicks fans, that's kind of the, you know, that's what we lean on the most. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Oak, Mace, Ewing, like, they talk like New Yorkers. They talk like grown men.
Yeah.
That had 9-to-5s.
Sure.
They were that blue cup of coffee going to work. Like, right. they exuded grit.
Like, they could step on a rusty nail and not need a tetanus
shot.
Not
even flinch.
Yeah. It would just be like, I'm good. My body will
And then you see
off.
Cat, who I love, talented, super talented. I think he's averaging, what, 24 points, 15 boards, man. He's great. But then you hear him with it's a little zesty. So
zesty. Can you define zesty?
I don't. What's okay. zesty defined?
But what's worse, dusty or zesty?
Zesty.
Zesty is worse?
Especially when you're 7 feet.
Okay. Zesty's not good?
No.
All right. Well, and he had kind of fought off a lot of that with his play much of the year.
Sure, 100%.
I mean, I'm watching him going, you know, I don't think he's that soft.
I like Bodega Cat. He got the nickname. He's wearing the diplomat stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate him wearing an Eagles jersey.
Yeah, well, I mean, but those guys. But also Jalen Brunson, big Eagles guy as well. What are you going to do with that? But, yeah, and I remember there was this, because Patrick Beverley played with him, and this is one of the things that I had played once the trade was made. As we're seeing all the lowlights from Karl-Anthony Towns last night against the Lakers, where it was Draymond, and Draymond choked out Rudy Gobert when those guys were on the Timberwolves together. And Patrick Beverley, in only the way that he could, said, "Cat's bogus, man." And this whole thing, he's like, Draymond just done choked your teammate. You did nothing about it. He's like, and now everybody's going to see that. You can't even get your get back. It was like this hilarious thing that he laid out. And people are like, oh, well, you know, he's over the top. He's doing a podcast. But I'm like, man, but this is what guys, his peers think of him.
100%.
And then when you see yesterday, Draymond Green, who's completely off base, talking out of pocket, saying that Karl-Anthony Towns took the game off because he didn't want to see Jimmy Butler.
This is nuts.
I mean, that's crazy to say, and he's wrong. But the one thing I'll take out of that is Draymond Green does not respect Karl-Anthony Towns enough to find out the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Fair point.
So as bad of a
spot. Because especially prior to that comment, we knew there was an off-the-court issue, and there was something serious that caused Cat to kind of step away from the court a little bit. So to your point, if Draymond had enough respect, he would call Cat and be like, listen, man, I don't know what's going on with you, bro, but from what I hear, I hope all is well.
Yeah.
That never happened. It sounds like Cat is soft and he's scared of Jimmy B.
Yeah, exactly. And he could have very easily made a phone call, checked it out or whatever, or just stayed away from it if it was a guy that he respected. He doesn't even need to be friends with the guy. Now, I'm not giving Draymond Green a pass at that at all. That was just a poor job of throwing that out
there. Well, he looks like an idiot now the real reason why.
He does, but I do think it's important from the standpoint of the perception of him throughout the NBA that like Draymond's like, I don't care to even look into that because I just feel like
that's... Which is reckless, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Of course it is, especially, I mean, he's got to learn when he gets into media full time to not do stuff like that.
Oh, he's going to be a darling.
Oh, yeah. Well...
I mean, he's kind of already a darling, but I'm talking about he's on a vertical path of being like how Barkley was coming off the court.
Sure, he's not going to be as lovable. People aren't going to like Draymond as much as they like Barkley.
But Barkley got a pass early for saying anything, being crass and upfront and in your face, and everybody's like, well, that's Barkley.
Yeah, but it's like in more of a lovable teddy bear way. Like, I'll pull the string.
I don't think it was always in the beginning. I think now we've kind of accepted it.
Yeah.
Because he's older.
Yeah, but Draymond's just going to come out firing and just ripping everybody.
He's like, I don't like your mama. What you got to say about that?
Yeah.
He's going to be like that type of guy.
But the executives will love that, and then half the fan base will like it, and half the fan base won't. But he can't do stuff like this when he has a full-time media job, which is coming sooner than later, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean, with the performance last night, some of the stuff around Cat, you don't love it. But, I mean, these guys now, I mean, I know it's easy to say and it's the cliche, like, all right, you know, next man up, guy goes down, everybody's got to step up. But, you know, this may end up, like, I'll go glass half full with you.
Okay.
If Jalen Brunson is not out for an extended period of time and he can come back and be 100% for the playoffs, this could end up being a good thing for them. Because now these guys that have been laying in the background with Jalen Brunson out in front, Mikal Bridges especially, these guys have no choice but to play better. And maybe this is the thing that lights the fire under their ass. And then when Jalen Brunson comes back, all the players will be better for it. Maybe. That's your glass half full.
My thing is, who's leading the charge? Because you need now, you talked about...
Well, it's Josh Hart, it's OG Anunoby, but Josh Hart more personality-wise, OG more on the court-wise.
And OG was great defensively last
yeah.
night.
I mean, I love OG Anunoby. I think he's awesome. I mean, I love that player. I don't believe he's overpaid. I know he's got a just insane contract. But, yeah.
I mean, Friday, which is today, they have the Clippers.
Yeah.
I mean, they can rally against the Clippers. They can be right where they need to be.
Sure. And then, what was it, Brian Anderson who's doing the game or whoever was calling the game on TNT last night? You know, as Jalen Brunson is limping off the court, he was just standing there at the foul line. You know, he goes, the Knicks have a game tomorrow. And I'm like, you really think he's going to play tomorrow? What, are you nuts?
Well, I think that's a tip of the hat to Brunson, that people think he's that tough that he could turn it around.
No, I just think that was a stupid comment by the guy. He's not playing back-to-back when he's limping off the court like
nine
that.
9 seconds left in the game. He's like trying to throw something out there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hate to think like that. Where I'm like, if they just win in regulation, he wouldn't have gotten hurt. Because he could have gotten hurt in the next game, and the next game, and the next game. Anything could happen. But that's what I was thinking. I was like, if you just win the game in regulation, you got a healthy superstar, and he doesn't turn his ankle in overtime. And by the way, Luka does not look like a fat hookah-smoking drunk, does he?
I don't know. Where did that come from?
I mean,
because he looks great.
I mean, it came from the Dallas Mavericks and people putting that stuff out there.
But I'm talking about Gio. When he landed with the Lakers, I remember in warm-ups, he took off his outfit, and the first reports was like, Luka doesn't look out of shape.
No.
Like, we were all expecting a pot belly, maybe, you know, unshaved, unhinged by some standards.
Yeah.
But he looked good.
And he is finding his way. I mean, he looked great.
And he settled right in, by the way.
Looks great.
Yep. LeBron looks amazing at 40.
I thought last night too, it won't happen because the Knicks won't get there, unfortunately. And I don't think, the Lakers could, I guess. But what a finals that would be, huh? Knicks, Lakers. Oh my God, would that be amazing?
Could you imagine the city?
Ugh.
I remember, was it 2 years ago when I think we won one playoff game?
Yeah.
And Madison Square Garden was on fire. The streets were on fire. I remember being uptown. In the Bronx, and people were just like giddy. Just giddy to the point where it was just like, I'm like, man, we've only won one playoff game. What's going on right now? And people were sitting on cars like, we're going to the championship.
Yeah, that was the bing bong.
Yes, that whole movement.
The bing bong, yeah.
Spider-Man everywhere. People throwing on random Spider-Man outfits.
Yeah,
costumes.
And then you think about the Lakers with Luka and LeBron coming here in an NBA Finals. It would be insanity. It would be everything that the NBA ever wanted. But unfortunately, I don't think we're getting that. But you never know. You never know.
I think we know.
Well,
we're not. Did
could
you watch,
be injuries did, for other teams, too.
Did you watch Boston against Philly last night?
Yeah, I did not, but I'm sure it was a bloodbath because Philadelphia is a disaster.
I mean, their bench looked damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, Pritchard, that whole squad, I mean, they put on a show last night.
Well, maybe they get injuries too. Like we got an injury. Maybe that happens. Who knows?
Every team's an injury away from falling from grace. So,
yeah, I'm not gonna root for it. But after I saw Jalen Brunson go down, well, it would be
felt
fine.
Like a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, and it certainly was. All right, Boomer and Gio with Willie Colon in for Boomer again this morning. Jerry Recco is here. We'll get his first update coming up next on this Feel Good Friday on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Willie in for Boomer again today. We've got Jerry Recco here with his first update. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning to you. And we will start with the fat drunk out in Los Angeles last night.
Oh, man.
Sarcastic.
Well, just Willie, because he probably doesn't know.
Right.
Boomer was really going in on Luka Doncic. And
calling him a fat drunk?
Yeah, essentially. He said he was drinking himself into oblivion was one of the things. I mean, he was buying all the stuff that the Mavericks were selling when they traded him. And
that one clip of Michael Finley pulling that beer out of his hand.
That was funny. That was funny.
I thought it was fine. Who doesn't want a beer after a good win?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it just shows you. There might have been an issue there, but the fact that, I mean, it just got funny. It got over the top.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that this guy was essentially John Daly as opposed to Luka Doncic.
Well, Doncic pretty damn good last night. So was LeBron. Lakers beating the Knicks coming from behind.
LeBron to Luka. Luka dribbles left. Three-pointer by Luka. It's good! 5 straight points for Luka Doncic. Timeout, New York. Lakers 104, Knicks 99.
And that was Lakers radio with the call. That was part of Doncic's 32-point night. 12 assists, 5 steals. Lakers win in overtime, 113 to 109. LeBron James, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. 12 rebounds, 8 rebounds.
Hello!
12 rebounds and 8 assists. I'm good. But here's the problem for the Knicks beyond the injury, beyond the loss, and that's the injury, which you guys obviously opened with Jalen Brunson.
Now James posting up Josh Hart. Gets to the far block. Leaner in the lane. Off the backboard, no. Rebound Brunson. Knicks want to push. Don't have numbers, though. Brunson crosses over anyway. In the paint. Foul called and a block by James. But two more free throws for Brunson, who just continues throwing his body at these Laker defenders. And this one's going to hurt. He fell down hard along the baseline. He is on his back and now rolling over in pain.
And that was Knicks radio with the call. So don't know the severity of it. Tom Thibodeau said hadn't talked to him, didn't have an update afterwards, but it certainly didn't look good. It looks terrible. I don't understand how the foot doesn't break when we see it going the wrong way like that. It's incredible.
I mean, so, that's nasty.
Well, let's hope that it didn't, you know?
Well, right. I think that
he walked,
at least
so that's
that.
A good sign.
True. Although, who knows with all those tendons down there. Right. It looks awful. In the loss, and the other shame of it was how great he played again, 39 points and 10 assists for Brunson. Here was Thibodeau again. No update on Brunson, but also acknowledging should have won the game.
The first 3.5 quarters, I thought, were very, very good. So, obviously, we have to close out better.
And part of the problem was the way L.A. shot the three late. They were terrible with it early on, but hit a bunch of them in the fourth quarter and in overtime. This was LeBron. 8 straight wins now for the Lakers. What was the difference late in this game where you came back and took the lead and then wound up winning the game?
Defense gave up 15 points in the fourth quarter. You know, we hang our hats there. Even when we wasn't shooting the ball well, we didn't shoot the ball well for quite a while, especially from the three-point arc. But we had laid our hat on our defense, and then those outside shots started to flow.
And now the Lakers 40-21. The Knicks fall to 40-22. Knicks take on the Clippers tonight. Karl Anthony Towns was there, did play, didn't play great. He had 12 points on 3 of 13 shooting, did have 14 rebounds. More on him coming up in just a moment. In Brooklyn, the Warriors, or rather the Nets, gave the Warriors everything they could handle. Matter of fact, they went up 27-5 to open this game. But in the end, too much of the stars.
Butler, played by Cam Johnson, right corner. Out to Curry, right wing, catch and shoot three, and it's good for Steph Curry. He's got 31. 7-point Warrior lead.
Kind of like LeBron, ageless. He wound up with 40 points in this game as the Warriors wind up winning 121-119. Jimmy Butler had 25 as well for Golden State. Now I take you to before the game, and this is on the Draymond Green podcast, which maybe recorded the day before, but this did come out. He was talking about why Karl Anthony Towns, why he thinks or heard Towns didn't play against the Warriors when they played the next couple of nights ago.
But yeah, they said Cat ain't play because Jimmy came into town, and you know him and Jimmy had the infamous practice in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And so, that's the thing. I don't know.
Don't know. Well, after the game, Green was then asked about Towns missing the game for the other reason, which we now know was the funeral.
What's the circumstance?
Apparently, he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was, what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So, I do, send my well wishes to him and his family.
Mm. All right, so that's fair. Then he goes
who
on.
Who did he hear from?
I don't know. Sources.
I mean, maybe Jimmy himself.
Maybe.
That just was like, you know that he took this off because he didn't want to see me. You know, I mean, and then just Draymond just recklessly threw that out there, you know?
I think it's easy to say, well, this is what I heard. Who told you that? Who told you that Big Cat missed the game because of Jimmy Butler?
Well, he's also, you know, antagonizing like he's right. done his entire career. He does it physically, he does it mentally, he does it emotionally. This is what Draymond Green is.
I'm a fan of the bully. I get it.
And then goes on to just discuss how death happens and we have to all deal with it.
It's inevitable. We all experience death in one way or another, and we'll all experience it in the same way one day. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green show with Baron Davis must go on.
little plug for the show.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Warriors 35-28 with the win. Spring baseball, Yankees lost to the Twins 8-4. You had all the stuff yesterday with Luis Hill, 3 months latch strain, Giancarlo Stanton, the PRP injections in his elbows.
Oh, see, that's what it was, PRP, because C-Mac told me he got PCP injections. I thought that that was extreme.
That would be extreme.
Yeah, very extreme. PCP, not still a thing, I don't believe, right?
I don't
know. That's old school.
Man. Yeah, it is old school. Like in health class in 7th grade, they told us about PCP and people jumping off of bridges and stuff when they would take it because of hallucinations, and they'd look into the mirror and their skin would melt off their face.
That's angel dust, right?
Straight yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that you lace the old school marijuana with.
Yeah, I mean, that was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it carried over into like 90s health class stuff, and I think it's gone now. I believe that it is. I don't know if
Well, apparently it's in Giancarlo Stanton's elbows.
Yeah, well, yes, according to CMAC, yes. Yeah,
PCP right now, baby. Yeah. It's dark times for you.
In both elbows, yeah.
Yankees, Blue Jays. Tonight, you got Marcus Stroman making the start. The Astros beat the Mets last night 5-1. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Brandon Sproat through the first couple of innings. Gave up a run. I think it was 2 runs, actually. Here was Mendoza on what he saw.
I thought it was good. Threw strikes, stay on the attack. Got swing and misses on the changeup. The sweeper was good.
All right, so there you go, the sweeper. Edwin Diaz was out there for the first time this spring. Did not look so good. He says maybe just a little too fired up.
I think I was a little bit excited today. That's how I feel. Like, I was rushing myself to home plate, so I wasn't able to stay on top of the ball, so I was side to side. I was cutting my fastball to third base side. I think that's my takeaway. I think I was missing a lot with my fastball today.
There you go. Well, it's a good thing it's only March 7th today, so everything's fine.
He hasn't been right since the knee.
No. I mean, he didn't get back to his dominant self from the year prior, but I thought he was pretty good last year. He was good enough.
Yeah.
Mets and Nationals tonight. Paul Blackburn on the mound there. With the Padres is one Jose Iglesias now, and he was asked about not being back in New York.
Are you surprised, disappointed that this isn't Mets camp? I mean, that nothing got worked out with the Mets for a reunion?
At the end of the day, you know, that group over there, they make the decision what's best for them. It's surprising, yes. But I didn't take it personal at all. It's a completely business.
Yeah, all part of the business. And that is a minor league deal. I tell you, me and I were looking at rent rates near Petco Park. Not terrible. A little surprising.
They were. You think it'd be more expensive?
I did.
Like, what are we talking about?
San Diego? I'm not saying it's cheap. Yeah.
San Diego was expensive, man.
I know. That's why I saw there was one building that was 3 blocks from Petco Park. 2 bedrooms was 30, started at $35.15 a month. I didn't think that was awful. For downtown San Diego, by the stadium, it's pretty good.
How many square feet are we talking here?
Didn't say.
Okay.
There's 2 bedrooms, and I will tell you, the photos online, phenomenal.
Okay.
Rooftop pool, rooftop fire pit, and it's San Diego.
$3,500?
$3,515.
Okay.
Community grill? Everybody has
a chance to
grill? There was no photo of a grill, but it was a community fire pit and lounging area on the roof. Pretty nice. I mean, come on. Look out the window here and look at the rooftop.
How far is Petco Park from the ocean? You were out there, right?
From the ocean, I don't remember, but from the marina, very close. That's what I remember.
You lived out there?
Were the boats. I did for 9 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No.
that's pretty good, right?
I jumped all over that.
I wish I lived out there. Yeah. No, I went there to see a ball game. Was out there for a few days. But it's beautiful. I remember being by the boats. So kind of cool. This is interesting for a team that had a lousy season because they couldn't stop anybody. The Bengals giving Trey Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. Huh. That's weird.
He's been knocking at the door for some time now, but he's their only.
Well, they should open the door.
Well, listen, I would love. There's, you know, I would love for him to be a Jet.
Yeah,
hands down. I mean, he's been cooking for a long time, even with his time with the Saints, and obviously he made some hay with the Bengals, man. But he's a hell of a pass rusher, tough. I love everything about him.
I mean, this is the second guy now who has requested a trade off that defense after Lou Anarumo was fired.
That's right.
So I'm thinking that those guys did not like that at all.
Well, perhaps they should have defended better last year.
They couldn't
do
anything. They couldn't stop anybody.
They were awful.
Yeah, I know.
They were 3-8 in one score games.
But I think he had what? He had 15 or 16 sacks last year?
Yeah, but I mean, he's a 10 to 12 sack guy.
Right. The Giants re-signed Tommy DeVito, so that that era is not over. He is back.
And he could not go somewhere else. Much like Iglesias in another uniform is strange. If Tommy DeVito was in another uniform,
I'm happy for Tommy. He'll never pay for another meal in this city.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Nor should he.
And
yeah.
Right now, he is the starting quarterback right now. The only quarterback on the roster. Now, did you see Art Stapleton with McAfee?
I did hear this whole situation, and the wording that he used was very interesting.
It was. He did. I don't think he used the word meaning the two sides are negotiating. I think he meant they were negotiating, trying to offer him something.
Negotiating amongst themselves.
That's how I took it. I don't know. I'll get you the audio from next hour. I've got that, and I got some other stuff next hour. But yeah, I'll get that for you next hour. Speaking of football. So this was, I got to take you back, I guess, about a week and a half ago from the Combine. This was Pat McAfee. The way Marco put it, and I think this was just one of these selfie videos, I'm pretty sure. This is a story he relays at the Combine.
11 p.m. at night. Some people from Indianapolis, and they look into a hotel parking lot. It's a little chilly last night here in Indianapolis. And there's one guy taking dropbacks and throwing a football over a parking thing to the other side. And there's somebody catching it. They get a little bit closer. They say, well, that's a tall, big son of a throwing a ball there.
Sure.
Is this somebody trying to just be like, hey, Uncle Rico, this thing. Combine week, all the NFL people here, I'm going to do this. Got a little bit closer. It was Will Howard.
So I don't know. This might have been on his show. I'm not sure. I don't know where the audio came from, but it's clearly Pat McAfee. So Warren Sapp on his own podcast, everybody's got a podcast these days. He's bothered. He coached at Colorado, correct? With Deion. So very close to the Sanders. He's bothered by this whole Shador Sanders narrative that's come out about the fact that he didn't throw. And then he kind of got into the McAfee story.
He didn't want to make a big stink about Shador not throwing. But what about the running back not running? What are we talking about here? And then you hear these wild stories about the quarterback from Ohio State out at the parking lot throwing the ball up. Oh, stop it. Just stop it.
And then he references McAfee by name.
Ain't no throwing it outside in no parking lot, Pat McAfee. Stop the lies. Come on. Well, my sources tell me 11 o'clock at night. Come on, man. Just stop. Just stop.
And so McAfee's been all over the place these last couple of days.
He's been hot.
Yes.
Which one of us do you think almost got murdered in a locker room by Warren Sapp?
Definitely you.
Well, it would be me, Gio, Al, or Eddie.
Really?
It's one of us.
Yeah, one of us. You're saying it's me.
I'm saying Gio for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Was not me.
Really?
Not me.
Jerry?
No. I never covered the Bucks.
How could it be Eddie?
It's not.
So what am I missing?
Al.
Oh, Al. Al, how are you even with that face? Like, what
happened? That's what I say. It seems how like an innocent
how are you
face.
Even how are you even in the realm of Warren Sapp?
Oh, well, I covered the Bucks from like 95 to 2000.
You covered the Bucks?
Correct. I was working down Sports Radio Tampa.
They called him Mr. Football.
Those very big Buccaneer defensive teams.
Those damn good teams now.
Yes.
With Lynch and Booger and Brooks.
Oh, yeah, they were all there. But no one came to my defense when Warren Sapp wanted to beat me up.
So, can I hear the story?
So, Warren Sapp used to go on the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
I'm over it already.
So, anyway, they used to really make fun of Trent Dilfer, who was the Buccaneer quarterback at the time. And Warren Sapp would partake in this fun. So I just decided, I thought, well, that seems weird for team chemistry. You're busting on your quarterback.
And quarterbacks are sensitive.
And Warren Sapp would not look at me. He just said, get out of my face. And I said, well, I think it's a team chemistry issue. And he stood up over me. He goes, what did I say? Get out of my face. I was okay.
And you just backed up.
Oh, hell yeah, I backed up. And not one person came to my defense.
Were you looking around like this? Like, you've graced the locker room. You've been in the steel locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
You did a good job of avoiding those type of altercations.
100%, yeah. Don't go near James Harrison.
Right, but that's where I was going. If James Harrison was to jump up, do you feel like one of your peers would have jumped in and be like, all right, James, we're just trying to do our job here?
Absolutely not. They would have not. Yeah.
Did you feel defenseless at that moment?
I did.
So just to be clear, you're upset because no one came to help you.
Yes.
So you're not bad about that you asked them a question that kind of...
No, it was a very legitimate question, I think. Nowadays, it'd be a huge story. Back then, no one seemed to care.
The guy who's upset no one came to help him is the same guy that when we got a flat tire commuting together, he was so afraid to get out of the car, he sat in the car as I changed the flat tire and did not help me.
What happened?
I was on the lookout for Jerry. I was looking out for Jerry.
Why were you afraid to get out of the car?
We were in the Jersey. Holland.
I want you to say the Bronx so bad so I could just pounce on you like Warren Sapp.
We were in the Holland Tunnel Motor Lodge parking lot.
We were. That is true.
You had to get going. Help brother out.
Jerry was going pretty good. He's very good at changing a tire.
And Al's 100 pounds didn't really make it that much more difficult to jack up the car.
That is true.
I had the 9 and the 1 dialed, and I was waiting for Jerry to give me the signal to finish the phone call.
Oh, man. NHL tonight, the Devils host the Jets college basketball tonight. Stony Brook plays Delaware first round of the CAA tournament.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. On a feel-good Friday, Willie Colon in for Boomer. So, I don't know if you saw the video or saw the story, but there was a naked woman that had to be removed from a Southwest flight.
I did see that.
In Houston. Now, this is a tough spot for everybody involved, obviously.
For who?
The people who have to remove this woman. She's naked.
Yeah.
And then you got to find a way to grab her in a way that she's not going to come back and sue you. You know what I'm saying? You think about all these things. If I had to be the guy that put
on
the...
Did you see the video?
Well, yeah, she's going crazy.
She's going nuts.
Yeah, up and down, but still.
I just love the guy next to her. He's not even turning his head. He's just looking straight forward.
Yeah, that guy, I thought the same thing. I'm like, this is someone who's been on the New York City subway. Who just knows not to make eye contact. Just,
this is my reality.
Yeah, just, someone will handle it.
Just find a dot in the wall.
Yeah.
This will be all over soon.
Like, if this were happening, this will be all over. If this were happening and you're on this flight and it's taking a very long time for the actual personnel that has to deal with this to happen, do you get yourself involved because you're a large man that can neutralize just about anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem tackling her.
You wouldn't?
No. Especially if she feels like she's going to, like, threaten my family or anything like that.
But, like, if they're not...
I will Goldberg her ass.
If she wasn't directly threatening your family, but just getting to the point where she's just going crazy on the flight. And
if they tap me on the shoulders like, hey, big fella, we need a hand with this.
Yeah.
I would jump in.
Yeah,
but I also wouldn't, like, DDP her. You know, sure. I would try to do it with some grace.
I mean, you'd probably just... Would you go around and just sort of like hold her, calm down.
Put her in a headlock.
Yeah. But then you're like, I mean, and I didn't see the part of when the clothes came off. It was just, she's just sitting in
the chair. She has like a white hat on and she just looks like she's in a birther suit.
But when did this, obviously after she got on the plane, right? I mean, she's just sat in the seat.
Yeah, this is after.
She just sat in the seat and just took them off.
And this happened in Houston, which I'm going to Houston today.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm participating in a Spartan race.
What's that?
Tomorrow. It's kind of like it's a 5K Spartan race where you, it's like, I think a couple obstacles along the way, and you kind of got to do these little obstacles and finish the race.
You running this whole time?
Yeah, me and my buddy. Me and the buds.
You can run a 5K without stopping?
Not a five, I mean, it's 5K is what?
3 miles. 3.1, 3.2, yeah. 3.1.
I could do 3 miles.
Without stopping?
No, you're going to stop because there's obstacles.
Oh, what are the obstacles?
Then it's like monkey bars. You get to throw a spear. You get to like hop over stuff. You got to go up a hill. You got to carry this weight a bit. Like there's different things like that. So I'm doing this.
And why are you choosing to do this?
Well, my motivation is because I want to get back to living an athletic life. Dad life is awesome. But I want to get, you know, I grew up playing and being active. Now that I'm golfing now, I want to do more. I just want to be, I think turning 40 was like, all right, this is the other side. So
yeah.
There's two ways to this. You can be the office lineman that they have to cut out the house because you're fat and out of shape.
Right, or you could fly to Houston and do some silly obstacle course.
I don't think it's silly. I think I'm just testing the dog.
There wasn't one any closer than Houston?
I think there was one in Maine I could have signed up for.
So wait.
It's also a guy's trip, too.
There we go. Okay, now we can.
But we're doing that as part of the trip.
But what else are you doing, though, to counteract the physical thing of, like, you're saying you want to do this to get in shape and be, you know, get the athlete out of you, but I'm sure you're going to be doing a ton of drinking and eating because you're
I told you I stopped drinking.
Oh, that's right, you did.
I'm off the booze. I retired from the bottle.
Wow.
So we're going to go and do this race, and we're going to enjoy Houston a little bit, and I'll be back Monday morning.
Okay. And you're 100% like, I'm going to be sober for the rest of my life.
I'm committed to staying away from the bottle. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
We've talked about it. And I remember the first time I brought this up to you, the first thing out of your mouth was like, that's awesome, but I cannot.
I can't.
Just like, there's no way I could
survive. And anybody who makes that decision, I am so proud of that person.
Yeah, you weren't throwing rocks. You just said that wasn't for you.
I would never throw rocks at anybody who made that decision. I know for me at this point in my life, it would be a difficult thing for me to do.
Well, we talked about it because I told you one of the reasons I stopped was because I started having gout flare-ups. Mm. And they were like, I couldn't do anything. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't get off the couch. And I was like, this is God telling me, like, hey, buddy, we've had a good run.
Right. Well, also made pharmacists. And
where I perceived God's message as, let's push away from the bottle, let's get right.
I got myself on some allopurinol, and I'm able to do whatever I want.
Yeah, but you even told me, like, you're on this medication a lot. Can't be good for the liver and the stomach.
No, the medication is not. I looked into this because I did not want to be on this for a while.
Right. I don't ever want to be on medication.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like I have to take this to function.
Yeah, and that's sort of where I was at. I used to get like one gout attack a year, and then I had four last year, and I was like, I can't do this any longer. I got to get on medication because there was no way I was just going to cut things out cold turkey. I just didn't want to do that.
Well, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, you did that.
I had to do it.
Yeah. Well, if you had to do it, you had to do it.
Yeah, for those that drink, I still support you. I'll take my shirt off with you. I just won't be...
For those about to drink, so, I support you.
So it wasn't like an alcoholic situation in your particular case?
No, I wasn't struggling with alcohol. No, I was eating bad, and I had to... They call it the King's disease, right? Because I was pounding... My wife is from Mississippi, so we spent a lot of time down south, and a lot of their culture is eating seafood, pounding meat, and drinking a lot of booze. You have an alcoholic drink damn near with every meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is not going the right way. And I remember I told you, I called. I was supposed to be working here one morning. Remember
that's
that?
Right.
Right. And I had a gout flare, a bad one. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I called.
This is your first time filling in.
Correct. Yeah. And I called Hurley, and I was like, hey, man, I can't come in. I had a gout flare, but I can't even get out of bed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I'm on the platform going to work. Thanks. Like, it was kind of like, I was like, well, what do you want me to do now? You're supposed to be on the air in 3 hours.
Yeah, well.
And that was like kind of like God, like, you know, you're blowing an opportunity here, kid, because you want to be a booze bag.
I will say I've had many, many gout flare-ups, and this is my full-time job. This is not your full-time job. I never missed a day because of gout. I would limp to the studio. I would hold on to the wall. One time I actually came in with a walking boot.
Yeah.
I never missed a show. I don't know. It's just me. Some people are built different and can power through these things. Some people can't.
I feel like you just threw a rock at me.
I did. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, but that's why you're on permanent gout medication.
That is true. And still going to enjoy a drink on a happy hour.
All right. I mean, if you want to be built like a puss bag, that's fine. I don't want to.
A bag of milk.
Right.
That's what I said yesterday.
Canadian bag of milk.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I appreciate that you got rid of your gout by making those decisions.
Yeah, man. It just wasn't for me. And I feel better. I'm productive. I'm able to, you know, my kids are young. I'm able to fly around with them a little bit more. So it's good. And
you don't miss it. You're not missing it.
I really don't, man. I think for me, it's because I'm more productive. And I'm, you know, from when I was, because I don't like, I can't have one.
Yeah.
You know, I have some people's like, oh, you could just have one drink or two drinks. No, I drink. And I like drinking.
Yeah.
I like alcohol. So I just realized I had to cut it off.
Okay, good, man. And you're going to stick with it, and you're committed to doing it
so far. Listen, I made it. I was down in New Orleans for Super Bowl. Didn't have one drink.
Yeah, but you still came back with gout, didn't you?
No.
I had something else.
And I'm getting like septic bruteitis in my elbow.
That's right. That's what you thought it was gout.
It was gout. It wasn't gout.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution?
Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Omicid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Omicid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.